I need help.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I need help. How often have we said this to ourselves or to others? I need help. How often have we looked out into the world for seeking help, to seek guidance, to seek assistance, to seek support, to seek healing? Oh, I have so many people coming to me looking for healing, and I tell them, it is done unto you according to your belief. Now, put this cause in motion, and you will have health. And they say, but I put the cause in motion, and I don't have health. No, you didn't. You didn't put the cause in motion, because if you did, you would have health. We are working with a principle here that works every time. We are working with a principle that does not know no, does not know not how to do itself. The principle functions perfectly every single moment when we use it. But I need help. All right, now, what kind of help do you need? Well, people come with various problems, and they ask for help. And I say to them, what kind of help do you need? What would you like? And so then they begin to rattle off their laundry list of problems, and they tell me how difficult life is and how difficult things are and how it's almost not worth going on living. And I say, well, if I had all those thoughts in my mind, I perhaps would think the same thing, that it's not worth going on living, that that's hardly a desirable thing at all. And so they look at me and say, well, you're supposed to help me. You're not supposed to commiserate with me. And I said, that's right. I'm not supposed to commiserate with you, but my friend, neither are you supposed to commiserate with yourself. If you commiserate with yourself, if you feel sorry for yourself, if you are talking to yourself about your problems and discussing your problems and letting your problems grow and grow and grow and grow and grow and grow, well, bless your lovely heart. You're going to have more of that which you think about. That's just the way it is. Yes. When we say, I need help, we really do need help. I have a lot of people who have mental problems who come to me and ask for help, and they're crying out for help, for somebody to give them a little strength in being strong in the purpose of the direction they want to go. But they cannot let go of hidden problems, it's called hidden agendas, hidden problems in their life and their experiences, which they've long forgotten about, yet which control them and direct their life affairs into very negative paths. And they come to me and they say, oh, I need these pills, I need this, I need that, I need the other thing. And what you need is a good swift kick in the tail. What you need is to look at yourself and say, hey, I've got a lovely body. I have a lovely mind. I have a lovely home. I have a lovely family. I have a lovely job. I have a lovely world. I am thankful for what I have, and I love it, 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 and every moment that I love it, it gets better and better and better and better. Yeah, that's the kind of help we need. Someone to kick us in the rear end and say, now, stop this nonsense thinking that you're not good, and start the positive thinking that you are good. Now, how could you have gotten a job if you were not a good person? How could you have accomplished the lovely people in your life if you were not a good person? How could you live in your body if it were not a wonderful body? And your body just keeps on living. Now, what's hanging on there, what's giving us the hardness or the difficultness is the past. The life that we have had in the past where things didn't go right, as long as we concentrate on them, we are rebuilding that again and again in our world and again in our experience. And of course, we're having it again and again and again and again and again. Now, what's that? Well, obviously, whoever is making those statements, and that's you and me, all too often. These people who come with these mental problems and they say, ah, you know, all they're doing is crying for help, saying, I need help. And you and I, we look at them and we say, my God, you're a wonderful person, you're beautiful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, and they don't want to recognize it. They don't want to claim it, but. The old motorboat goes there and they say, but. And we say, no, you're wonderful, you're beautiful, you're fantastic. And that's the truth. My God, if you could see us, yourself as we see you, without those old hang-ups that you got from the past that should have been let go hundreds of years ago, my goodness sakes, they don't belong in your world. But, you know, people don't like us when we say that, because that seems to be putting the burden on them to solve the problem. It puts the burden on them to let go of the past and not give the past any more credit. But they want to give the past credit. They want to give the past credit. Oh my goodness, how they want to give the past credit and how they give the past credit. Not only want to give the past credit, but give the past credit. My goodness. Mm-hmm. Have you ever said, I need help? Have you ever got down on your knees and said, oh God, I need help? Yes. Have you ever lifted up your heart and said, oh God, I need help? Have you ever looked within yourself and said, oh God, you are my help? And then listen as the divine in you says to you, hey, I did a good job with you, you're wonderful. I did a good job with you. You got a perfect body, perfect mind, perfect spirit, perfect. You're fantastic. And we look at ourselves and we say, okay, now how do I see that? Well, you have blinders on from which you grew up. And those blinders are somewhere, they're put into your consciousness that told you you were not beautiful, you're not wonderful, you're not fantastic, you're not glorious. And those have to go. And of course, you're familiar with them, and you're comfortable with them, and you've had them for a long time, and you don't want to let them go. But they have to go. They have to go. That black cloud over your mind has to go. That attitude that says you're not good has to go. The help that you need is a good garbage truck. In many seminars, I have had people close their eyes and visualize all of the garbage inside of them, and then close your eyes, and I had someone else come by with this beautiful trash container, and everyone put their trash into that container, and they would take these old thoughts, these negative thoughts, these thoughts that didn't seem to work, that didn't do them any good anymore, that were limiting them, and they'd throw them in there, and then throw it sometimes many, many, many times, and I'm the only one that's paying attention. Nobody else is supposed to be peeking. And they're throwing the trash in there, throwing those bad thoughts in there, throwing the old outdated attitudes in there. And sometimes they'd ask the person to come back again who was picking up the trash, hey, I got some more. Because they thought of some more things that should go. Okay. Then the trash was taken away and it was put into the dumpster, and the collector came by and picked it up that very instant, and there was no going back and getting it anymore. You threw it out. It's gone. Now, you don't need help anymore. You are your help. You look within and you say, okay, God, I cleaned the house, but it's kind of empty in here. And God says, how wonderful it is. Now, you just take 99% unconditional love and then 1% of you and mix them up together. Or, better yet, 99% unconditional love and 100% of you, and mix them up thoroughly, and live your life from this self-appreciation point of view. We've been taught not to do that, you know. We've been taught the Me Too generation, you know, that's bad, but hey, it's bad if it's excluding the world, but it's wonderful when it's including you and all that you are. So, the help that you need is from the divine inside of you. And that's readily available to you right now. And that's eagerly working for you and wanting to express itself in your life right now. Are you ready? Are you ready? Or are you going to go around saying, I need help? Or are you going to say, I got help? The divine in me answers every desire of my heart. Wow, what a way to go. I tell you. Have a great day, and know the divine in you does all. I love you. I love you. I love you.